Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Curtis, before we get to Hill Notes, it appears that Baseball Brett has taken umbrage with something that you said this morning. Perhaps during your lead, we got to leads at around 6:45 this morning, as we nearly always do. Hello, Baseball Brett.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
I'm listening, and I'm trying to parse through all of the dialogue and a couple things that Curtis said. And I always agree with Curtis, especially on like the economic reform and the Red Sox spending, but a couple things that just jumped out off the page to me this morning. So
good morning, Brett.
good morning, Curtis. How are you?
Wonderful.
Curtis, you continue to talk about, as your like poster child for this, like, pain in the clubhouse is who is your poster child?
Who's
Manny Ramirez, right?
Yes.
Okay. In 2003, the Red Sox put him on irrevocable waivers. Anyone in the league could have had him for free, no payment, no prospect, no trade. Claimed him and it just assumed his contract. That's it. Like, the Red Sox were so fed up with him, they just wanted to give him away. And nobody wanted him.
Nobody wanted him. Wow.
No, like nobody.
I didn't know that one.
So you keep
but that's the difference.
You keep talking about like, he was such a bad person in the clubhouse, but talent prevailed. No, they wanted to give him away. They had all those other guys in the clubhouse, and they literally just wanted to give him away for free.
Well, I would say in 2003, that was prior to Francona and Theo working together. The front office was in its infancy. I think Theo had just taken over, if I'm not mistaken. That was the year of the closer by committee. And in 2006 and in 2007, as well as a series in the against the Yankees in 2004 that Millar talked about, he was a far bigger issue in terms of distraction, even considering that team. And the difference to me, and I might be wrong, but the difference to me then and now is that John Henry's attention is diverted. And you are not fixated on the success of one baseball team when you have money in other areas and other teams all over the world. And so instead of dealing with this in the spring or whenever, they said, holy cow, we can get out from under this $300 million contract, which I never wanted to sign in the first place, and use this guy's attitude as a means to assuage the fans' concerns, and win-win. We don't have to spend the money, and we get rid of the headache. I don't think it had anything to do with winning now, no matter what they say.
Mm. Damn, they wanted to give him away. He was sixth in the MVP voting that year. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the thing about Manny is that Manny was a DH, right? He allowed them to put him in left field so that David Ortiz could be the DH. So, in essence, Manny Ramirez was the best DH ever. He would have been just a single DH, but he played left field so that David had a spot to play.
And if we want to credit '03, Brett, and go back to what they did, they also thought Jeremy Giambi was a better player than David Ortiz.
Hey, I'm not going to go back and go through every single move in 2003.
But the same people you're talking about thought Jeremy Giambi started the season at first base. David Ortiz had to win that job from Jeremy Giambi.
Real quick, because I got to get the Hill Notes. You feel like this is the move they had to make?
I do, yeah. And I actually like the return better than most people. I like some of the guys they got back better than some.
Okay, thank you, Baseball Brett.
Thanks,
there
Brett.
He is.
There he is.
Yeah.
Little insight. Yeah. Uh-huh. I did not know
All
that.
Right. Let's How get many to- times are you going to say I did not know that?
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know that because Manny was one of my favorite players. No, they said,
oh,
hey,
that
basically.
Was a huge talker back
I didn't know that they were like, yeah, whoever wants them can have them for nothing.
Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
The big day for Greg to get the tooth out. After you get it out, it's always good to have salt water swirled around your mouth once every hour or so. So you go down to Ocean Prime, you get yourself a nice cold seafood tower, swirl stuff around, stir it around your mouth, and then to work with your withdrawal from dip for the day, you spit it right into your dip cup. All problem solved. Good luck, Greg.
How long do I have to go without solid food once they yank that thing today at 1 o'clock?
You could be today.
Really?
Yes. Okay. It just, everybody's different. Yeah. It's your pain tolerance. It's how deep it is, how impacted.
How long do I have to go without Skol pouches?
Maybe the rest of your life.
Really?
It would be good for your health.
Yeah, I'm no idea.
It's going to be tough. Tough.
This situation stinks to high heaven. How do you trade Rafael Devers in June?
Well, we will ask Craig Breslow about that very thing coming up shortly. You certainly could have waited, I guess, until the trade deadline and maybe got more for him. I guess that would be the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Although if there was no fixing the situation, if they had reached a point of impasse,
right,
and there was no finding alignment, then you might as well, cut the gangrene limb off as soon
as
possible.
And you don't want to wait till the trade deadline, because what if he's really doing well and your team's 7-8 games above 500 and you're a legitimate contender?
We hate that.
You know, now that's even like you really can't do it. Now you got to wait till after the season.
Hey, Curtis, got a question for you. You keep saying about Devers, if he was only had an $8 million contract, with the attitude, would they keep him? My question to you is, if he did not have the attitude in spring training and he went right to DH without complaining, and then when Castis got hurt, he went right to first base without any problems, no attitude, would the Red Sox still have Devers at this time? Yes, they would.
Yeah, so that's somebody who's putting it on Rafael Devers, mostly.
What we're discussing is the people who made the decision to trade him prioritized clearing the contract over improving the team. And if he was making $8 million, they wouldn't have been horned up to get him out of here and get the Giants to assume the full deal. But what you said was true.
Anyone else listen to that press conference reminded of the liar from John Lovitz?
Money? Huh? Who's talking about that? Yeah? No, the young guys. They were being influenced. Yeah, that's the ticket. We weren't aligned. Yeah, the alignment was off. That's it. Yeah.
This is a great case study in the American public being lectured and swallowing it up. Ooh, I love this PR.
Hey, Greg, last year I had 3 impacted wisdom teeth pulled out, didn't get put under, just had the Novocaine, wasn't bad, about 15, maybe 30 seconds of pressure. Come to think of it, the dentist did put her knee in my chest. Good luck, buddy.
See, that's the part that I don't want to endure, is they get in there and just yank the thing right out. I mean,
do you have a Xanax? That might help.
Yeah, I need that. Courtney was recommending that earlier, which is often her recommendation for anybody who's dealing with anything, is take some kind of a medication or something.
Well, it helps me.
She gave one to James at the road show.
No.
I don't give out.
I don't deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I generally don't do those kind of things.
Piper.
Just give it a whirl, see if I can make it through with human strength.
It's not like they're made of adamantium, skimbumbadump. Hey, Shime, nobody that played sports or had girlfriends in high school knows what the hell that is. You freaking dork.
I would like to point out the first person who knew exactly what I was talking about was a man who played literally professional football.
Right. And have a girlfriend.
Yep. Longtime wife.
Yep.
Had a love forever.
And that was Wolverine.
Yeah, that's correct.
Adamantium.
Well done.
Roman Anthony.
Yes. Huh? First Major League Baseball home run.
All right.
Roman Anthony.
He's got to keep
night.
It going, yes. though. Got to yeah. keep it going.
Yeah.
You know?
Someone's going to have to step up.
Yeah, you got to keep it going.
Curtis, stop blaming Sam Kennedy and the Red Sox for making you a fool. You do that all by yourself.
Oh. Hey, Greg. You know, this little beef between Poppy and Devers kind of reminds me of the time when Marconi reached out to you early in your radio career and you ignored his advice. Not good.
Yeah, I mean, man. I think it's interesting that he would not get back to David Ortiz.
How do you not get like, back to that you, goat?
Like, how do you not respond?
You got to respond to Ortiz. When he calls or he texts, you pick up the phone and you say, hey, Big Poppy, what can I do better? You know, what? Give me some advice. I mean, and when Big Poppy's saying it, and we've all met Big Poppy. We know this guy. He don't cap. He keeps it a, buck.
Well, Curtis is suggesting that he is saying this just because he's on the team payroll.
Yeah, we tweeted that out. That
you did?
Yes. No.
I mean, just to be honest, I mean, David Ortiz also said he never took steroids. So
wow, now Ortiz did right?
You don't think he did?
All right, listen, he's never got caught for anything.
Yes, he did. He was on the test in 03.
Wasn't he just on, like, the list?
It was like the poppy seeds when you test positive right. for what is it, meth?
Oh, man.
That's what Big Poppy did.
I don't
did.
Listen. Wow.
I mean, so do you think that's cap? He did not reach out to Rafael Devers to offer his help and his counsel? And
I just think it's unseemly to play a role in the Bob Holler-led smear campaign that the Red Sox are in the infancy of doing about Devers. Oh. That's just my point of view. I like to just give an opinion based on how we would feel Monday if the Red Sox didn't make this trade and somebody called in and said, let's trade Devers for a bunch of guys you never heard of. Everybody would laugh and hang up. But now all of a sudden the Red Sox did it. We say, oh, brilliant. Curtis, you're an idiot. Great move. Awesome. Big, great decision.
Morning, Greg. I tend to agree with you. In the short term, the Devers loss will suck, but I think it'll be better in the long term. But I'm excited to see this weekend when he pulls a Lawyer Malloy and it beats the Red Sox ass.
He's probably going to be motivated for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I would assume.
And then San Fran on Frisco, they're like, yeah, you know, we'll see what he wants to do.
They're, well, you know, it seems like their director of baseball operations says that Rafi is willing to play first base there, willing to play third base. They're willing to do whatever they want him to do there.
He said, we are a players first organization. So whatever it is he'd like to do.
It seems like they've spoken and Devers is okay with playing first base there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he just play first base here?
No. Because I bet if they probably would have handled it the right way.
Correct.
Maybe he does, but we know now. We thought that Belichick or Brady were like the petty king. Devers is now the king of petty.
Wait a minute. Did analytics stat nerd Breslow just say it's not about the game played on paper? It's about the game played on the field? What are the pitch counts again?
He did say that one.
Yep, that's your guy's guy.
New Kurtzberry unlocked. Red Sox were waiting to bring up Roman Anthony until them and the Giants agreed on the trade with Devers. That's why they didn't bring up Roman Anthony in the beginning of the season.
Not a bad one. Also, after that weekend series, you're halfway through your home gate already, so you only have 41 left to sell, like the Bruins waiting to trade Marchand.
Good morning. Morning show. Greg, Coco, Wiggy, Curtis. And the Meow Man, we now know Shime plays a kitty cat to go along with his safe word of bongos. Have a great day.
That was just out of nowhere, the meow.
I mean, to be fair, I'm just, you know, just out here doing my job. The meow was called for, so I gave
Do you ever give it a roar?
I'm more of a meow.
Gross.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, you traded our best hitter when Midas had a $20 coupon for alignment. You could have done that instead of ruining our offense.
Yeah, you never want to drive without an alignment. Whole car shakes.
Where did the alignment thing come from? Is that like a consultant or something who says the best word to use is alignment 70 times?
Yep, your fearless leaders stick on a word.
Gen Zers want sexy time in the office.
Who do they think they are? Teachers?
Oh, my God.
Excellent.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay.
Go out with a bang.
Great job. Those are today's Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
And here, before we get to Craig Breslow, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox shut out the Mariners out west 2-0, the final from Seattle. Roman Anthony had his first big league home run, and Lucas Giolito went six innings, giving up zero runs on three hits while striking out 10. Another one with the Mariners tonight, 9:40 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lou Maloney joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. We heard from Craig Breslow and Sam Kennedy about the trade of Rafael Devers last night. We'll talk to Craig Breslow coming up next. Game 5 of the NBA Finals saw the Thunder go up 1 on the Pacers in OKC, 120 to 109 the final. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. Must be 18 years or older to play. Jalen Williams had a 40-piece in the win. Tonight it's win or go home for the Oilers, Game 6 against the Panthers. Puck drop at 8 in Florida. And quickly, the PGA Tour has a new CEO. Brian Rolapp gets the title after two decades at the NFL, helping reshape how fans experience live sports as the CEO of NFL Network. And that's going to be brought to you by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the brand new 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We have Breslow coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next.
The Red Sox able to shake off any shock over the Rafael Devers trade and win that game last night. And we are about to talk about that with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox. Front office report is brought to you this week by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I have to have a wisdom tooth pulled at 1 p.m. today. Would you prefer that or this interview right now?
Can I let you know at the end of it?
Yes, you can. Okay. I watched intently last night. You guys answered a lot of questions. I think best service we can provide this morning is based on talking to the fans and interacting with them here on this show the last couple days, answer some of their questions. I think the first one and the most popular one is the timing of this and why you would do this deal now as opposed to closer to the trade deadline or end of the season when you may have been able to get more value.
Yeah, very, very fair question. And, based on the conversations that I had had with San Francisco, but also some of the conversations that I'd had with other teams, felt like this was the right decision at the right time, knowing that it was not ideal timing, especially coming off a huge series with New York. But I we had to decouple those things and, you know, recognize that we were really playing well. And as difficult as it is to do something like this in the middle of that streak, still felt like it was what was best for the organization, and felt like this was something that we had to do, and waiting would introduce some risks that didn't make sense.
Sam Kennedy alluded to a timeline of a week and a half or so. Was there a particular tipping point that made it necessary to do this deal now? Was there something that occurred?
There was not a single event that we walked away from thinking, okay, this situation needs a resolution today. And this was not personal. I think what this was just the chance to zoom out a little bit and kind of replay all of the events that got us to here, and recognize that our paths had diverged, and what was best for the organization and probably what was best for Raffy was to give both sides a fresh start. We had the chance to do that with this deal, the opportunity to get back some guys that we think are going to impact our big league team in areas of need. In the short term, Hicks, when he gets healthy, Harrison, we wanted to introduce a couple of development opportunities and give him a chance to work on those things, but feel like he's going to be a really good starter for us, and then some future talent. But, to answer the question, it wasn't a single event. It wasn't a single, conversation. It was just recognizing that this was for the best over time.
Craig, sticking with the timing of this all going down, we have been made aware that Liverpool is spending a lot of money right now. I think $150 million last week. Obviously, John Henry's connection there has some people scratching their heads. What would you say to those that may be making connections with you guys, offloading Devers' contract, the money that you were to owe him there, and the money that is now being spent at Liverpool?
Yeah, that's not just a stretch. It's just completely untrue. In none of the conversations that I have with John, with ownership, about our resources is the financial implications or situations of any of the other teams a topic. The Red Sox are run independently of any of those other organizations, and the timing here was just a matter of lining up on getting the right players back and finding the right situation that represented a trade that we needed to make.
You said last night that when it came to identity, culture, and environment, something you had identified that something was amiss with this team. And so was Devers what created that something being amiss with this team?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to place the responsibility or blame or accountability on any individual. I think it's just looking at the team and looking at some of the really strong individual performances that we were getting. Raffy at the top of that list, and then also at the same time acknowledging that we weren't winning as many games as we should win. And when teams have this strong bond and identity and kind of sense of purpose and clarity, that's when you see them accomplish more than you think they would as a group of individuals. And we weren't doing that. And I think that's something that falls on all of us to correct, and felt like this was an opportunity to help push us in that direction.
But you clearly said that stepping up for each other is important for this team. So the assumption is that Raffy not being willing to do that was an issue.
I think stepping up for the team is a foundational piece of being a great team. And, I'm not going to put the responsibility on any one individual. And I certainly share, my role and my blame in this. I think it's more just acknowledging that we got to a point where it was best to give each side a fresh start. And we feel like this is what that represents.
Craig, as a former athlete, I've been in the situation where we traded away our best player. And generally, it's two reasons. One, it's money. And Devers obviously has his money. And the other one is buying into the culture and being a big influence in that clubhouse that maybe he could get into the ears of some of the younger guys. Is that really part of the reasoning why? And if he would have bought into the culture, would he still be here today?
Yeah, I don't know the right answer to that. I know that Rafi was a really important part of this organization for a really long time, and most of that time, predates me. But he was a World Series champion. An incredible hitter, and the performance on the field has largely spoken for itself. Now we're at a different moment in time where the needs of our team, the needs of our roster, have changed, and the environment that we want to create is one where there is this accountability and buying into, stepping up for each other. And we feel like it was best to execute this trade to get players back that we like, and to give both sides the chance to reset a bit.
Craig, there's a report out of Baseball America. Jeff Pontes, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his last name, said on the Foul Territory podcast that there was a deal that was vetoed that was made by the organization because the Red Sox had to take on some of Devers' money. Is that accurate?
No. When I read that, I was as surprised as anybody else would have been, who had no idea that this was a thing or had happened. Absolutely not true.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. But you did. How many other teams did you speak to, would you guess?
Without putting a number on it, we have spoken to teams that had expressed interest in Rafi. I think because so much of what has happened here over the last 6 months or so has been pretty public, there have been teams that have reached out throughout this process. But this was about, if there was going to be a trade that took place, and one that rose to the level of feeling like it was best for the organization, we were going to hold a high bar, and the opportunity to make the trade with San Francisco is the one that we chose.
Craig, you said earlier when we were talking about the Crochet 85 pitches about the managerial role and Cora's role of synthesizing information and managing egos as the manager of this team. In hindsight, do you think you stepped on his toes a bit when it comes to Devers? It felt to me that Alex knew how sensitive this was, and there was really an issue that became personal between you and Devers. Is that an accurate depiction of what happened?
So the first thing I would want to say is, at least from my perspective, this is not personal. I have nothing personal against Rafi, and have a ton of respect and appreciation for what he is capable of doing as a baseball player and who he is as a man. Now, in terms of the way that things played out and whether there was a better way to communicate, I think the answer is yes, just given where we are and how we got here. But I would hope that Alex doesn't feel like I stepped on his toes. Did we know that this was a sensitive topic? Like, yes, based on how some of the previous conversations had gone. I said this last night, the commitment that I made to the organization, to the team, to our fans, is to not avoid having a conversation that might be really difficult because it would be sensitive or because it had the chance to go sideways. We felt like there was, there was an opportunity to improve the team by approaching Rafi with the possibility of, getting some work at a new position. And so I felt like I needed to do that. I think in retrospect, it's a conversation that did need to happen. But if there was a better way to have it, which I think is becoming clear, then that's something I need to appreciate and reflect on and make sure I do better.
For those fans, and there are a lot of them who feel like this move was just about dumping salary, can you commit to spending that money elsewhere to improve the team?
That's the intention, and I understand. The fans, criticism and even outrage over this. But in no way is this signaling that we don't believe in our 2025 team. And that was a conversation that I had with a majority of the players yesterday on a one-on-one basis, was making sure that these guys understood that we went into this season believing that we were capable of a deep postseason run, and that has not changed at all. We brought back some pieces that we feel like could address areas of need, and we have resources now to continue to look to improve and upgrade the team as we approach the deadline.
But you're 19th in salary now, and you're charging top two or three to go to a game to consume the Red Sox is as expensive as any market in baseball, basically. And for years now, we've been told we're building to a certain point. This spring training, we spoke to you at JetBlue. The vibes changed. Everybody's excited. There's finally a team to compete. And then you trade the best player on June 16th or June 15th. What should Sox fans feel about the true investment financially of this organization?
No, I understand and empathize with that position. My job is to put a team on the field that holds up to upholds the standard that our fans expect, and that is one that's capable of winning the division, that's capable of making a deep postseason run. That is what our baseball operations group and our coaching staff is committed to, and what we are intent on accomplishing. My hope is that if this team continues to play the way that we have over the last week and a half or so, and we can continue to make progress and climb up the standings, then it's a team that our fans will be proud of. But I have a pretty clear understanding of what the expectations are of our fan base, and our job is to deliver on that.
Craig, from the outside looking in, it looks like this thing kind of went sour right before spring training and the offseason. Would you say, because you said there were some things you would have done differently, at any point in time, was Devers told that he would have an opportunity to be the opening day starter at third base, whether that was from you or Cora, that might have led him to believe that he would have a realistic chance to play third base, which ultimately led to kind of where we are right now?
I think at this point, it really is best to keep some of the details of a number of conversations that took place between Rafi and Alex and me and Rafi's agents, to ourselves, given where we are, given that, we are fully focused on looking forward and continuing to play really good baseball. And Rafi is in San Francisco and starting the next chapter of his career. But the thing I will say is I reflect on those conversations and our decisions and approach to them every day. So that if there's a similar situation that arises, I hope I'm better equipped to handle it in a way that it doesn't get us to this point.
Craig, if you don't want to talk about that, there were some rumors that maybe back in spring training was when you guys started shopping him around because you didn't like how he handled that, or that even Devers himself asked for a trade. Could you clarify that? Because I know now we're saying that things came to a head a week and a half ago, but there are reports out there that it was back in spring training when you guys decided that you were going to part ways.
Yeah, I don't think I would say that at any point we shopped Rafi Devers. He's not the type of player that you shop around. Because some of these discussions became so public, I think the discussions between Rafi and the organization became so public, there are teams that check in to ask what our plan is, and there were a couple of instances over the past 8 months or so when Rafi's camp has signaled that a fresh start somewhere else might be best for both sides. And ultimately, this is where some of those conversations led to. But again, this is not personal. This is not the Boston Red Sox versus Rafi Devers. Rafi's has been an incredibly meaningful piece of this organization for a really long time and a World Series champion. This is about trying to do what we believe to be is best for the organization from this day forward. And I think we've outlined that pretty explicitly.
Craig, you noted several times about things not getting personal. June Lee is reporting today that things have gotten increasingly insulated with you at Fenway Park. In his story, he cites multiple sources within the organization that describe a front office losing cohesion. Staffers who helped build four championship teams in prior administrations have felt shut out of the operation, and that you fired the scouting supervisor, an employee since 2017, because he left his Zoom up and swore about your presentation. Can you comment on this? Is this accurate? Have you become more insulated? Have you sort of blocked out staffers with other administrations? And is that an accurate story about the scout being fired for the comments with the Zoom?
Yeah, well, I think, I guess working backwards there, the scout situation, not something I'm going to comment on, but the first piece, you know, if I or the front office has become increasingly insulated, that's absolutely not the direction that we are trying to head. What I will say is, over the last year and a half since I got here, I have spent quite a bit of time trying to understand our operation, our people, the way that we are set up. We've grown significantly in size over the last several years, and I think in some ways it had maybe removed or detached some of our people from what was happening on the field, and anchoring all of the work that we do to what's happening on the field at Fenway Park and the wins and losses of the team is something that's critically important to me. And I feel like my job is to strike the right balance of people who have been here for a really long time and have contributed meaningful value to, you know, the four World Series championship teams under this ownership group, and also recognize, balance that with the fact that we're where we are. I am here because the results on the field have not been good enough for the last several years. And so to continue to do exactly what we had done in the way that we had done it, I think would be a recipe for continued disappointment and frustration from our fans and from the organization. We needed to make sure that we were operating in a way that was going to get us back to the top of the AL East and to the top of baseball. And that required some difficult choices and some change, but never a deliberate decision to insulate or push people away, but rather a very intentional effort to preserve all of the things that make the Boston Red Sox great and improve the things that needed to be improved upon relative to the rest of the industry.
Well, for what it's worth, I don't feel like you're a stiff. I feel like you can let loose if the situation calls for it.
So thank you. I do appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And we love Duran.
And Wiggy loves
Yeah.
Duran.
So ease, like we're worried about him potentially being gone. So
we love Jaron too, and love what he brings on and off the field. I think there's an athleticism and a dynamic nature to his play that really does set the stage for our offense. I think we've seen that, you know, when he is getting on base, when he's creating chaos on the bases, we're a very, very different team. And then, you know, it's been really neat to see him emerge as a leader in the clubhouse and you know, create a great environment for the young guys. And you know, he's a guy who's going to play as hard as he can every single day. So we love him too, and we're glad he's here.
Appreciate you taking the time and being here for it. And we will talk to you again soon. Next front office report, Craig Breslow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Craig Breslow. We'll have time to go over Nuggets before we get out of here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're next. Shime, don't remind me. Final words from me for you guys. I've really enjoyed working with you. Oh. If things don't go well today.
Yep. I already paid off Dr. Wu.
Really enjoyed. Honestly, the crowning achievement of my life may have been my win recently in the match at Granite Links.
Yeah. I'm glad one. You could take that with you.
That's a good way to
parting gift to you. That's how you'll be remembered, which is cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, all right. Well.
Good luck.
Should everything go okay,
mm-hmm.
I will be here minus one tooth, one molar tomorrow, right. Or wisdom tooth, or whatever the thing is.
Wisdom
Who's
tooth
picking
is what,
you up?
What's that?
Who's picking you
I'm
up?
I'm driving myself.
Greg, what are you doing?
I'm a grown man.
Where is the appointment? I'll pick you up. James and I'll give you a ride.
No, Lindsay's,
with the camera rolling.
Lindsay said she'd pick me up, but I'm...
No, you have to.
I mean, there were...
Well, that's her contract.
We're 16-year-olds who went to war in a foreign country.
Oh, my God. And all have to bring everything back to that. It's such an old head take.
It really
is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they won't release you on your own.
No, he's just getting numbed up. He'll be fine. They'll release him. It's not like he's going under. So, I mean, you get numbed up and then drive on your own. You could do that.
So you're saying that your wisdom tooth will have the same outcome as the scouting director with the Red Sox?
Any nuggets?
Yeah, I got a couple nuggets
for
you. Well, I got a couple nuggets. First off, Duran doesn't look like he's going anywhere.
Okay.
So we can
save that audio.
That's the other that one. And then Devers, if he does buy in, he's probably still here. And, yeah, they probably promised him the opportunity to play third base, which they fumbled the bag on that one. But, yeah, he probably still
Wiggy,
be
you him. Literally said that all along, that it was the team's fault. Then they trade him, and it's now his fault.
No. I said it was the team's fault. Cora that might have said to him, you're going to have the opportunity to be the opening day starter at third base. And I believe they told him yes.
Yeah.
And they fumbled the bag, and then, yes, he got petty. But if they would have just left him alone, I think, at DH.
Yeah, but there would have been, my opinion is there would have been another issue that came up and what happened, whether it was next season after, whatever. Yeah.
Well, clearly, because apparently his team was telling them that maybe it would be better if they went else, if they parted ways.
Absolutely. All right, well, you can talk about all of those things with Jones and Keefe next. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. If you missed Craig Breslow, go listen to that on the Odyssey app. Or if you missed anything this morning, you can get that there.
I've really enjoyed working with you, Greg. Yeah. I consider you a friend.
Good
Love
luck.
You all.
You'll be
Bye.
Fine, brother.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.